Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
So today was supposed to be the end of the so-called pause on huge tariffs being imposed by America on its biggest trading partners. The deadline has been moved again to August and may be moved again at some stage. Either way, as we heard from Barry from Dublin Port, Ireland is a nation dependent on trade, both physical and services. And what are we doing to mitigate our dependence on trade with America when a baseline tariff of 10% seems almost unavoidable? And what of the latest threat concerning pharmaceutical exports from here? Thomas Byrne is the Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Now, any comments on the new threat of a 200% tariff on pharmaceutical companies exporting to the United States?
Well, look, I think it's important that we don't overreact to what's said from Washington. We've seen this so many times that what's said isn't always followed up by what actually happens. I do know it is US policy, undoubtedly, under President Trump, to try to move as much manufacturing back to the US. However, I think the supply chains are really, really complex. It's difficult, and in fact almost impossible, to move farmer production or establish farmer production in that type of time frame. And it's also the case that the farmer production in Ireland is critically important to the health systems and the health outcomes of people in the European Union as well. So those farmer plants need to be in the European Union. And the supply chains at the moment are just so complex that I think it would be very, very difficult and would cause huge disturbance to the US market if there are any changes in the tariff situation to that degree. That's why I think it would be very, very difficult for that to happen. But of course, you can't rule it out. We have to keep on our toes as such and keep reminding our US counterparts that the trade between the EU and the US is mutually beneficial. It benefits both sides.
Yeah, and that's been the talk for the past few months and will be the talk for at least a few more weeks. As far as you know, is the EU preparing to accept a baseline 10% tariff rate if it solves this trade war?
Look, the US has I think, said things like that. But that would have to be considered in the context of an overall agreement. We want zero for zero, in other words, totally free trade, on as many goods and services as possible in as many sectors. And that's really, really important. There are other issues as well. There are these Section 232 investigations out there as well. So I think it's important that we don't negotiate over the air. Our negotiators from the EU side are doing a good job. There has been a lot of progress lately. And the fact that the deadline has been extended has been an American decision. It's not necessarily reflective of the work that's going on behind the scenes with the European Union. But I think we should be seeking to just outline the benefits of free trade to us and to them, and not to just simply accept 10%, but we just have to see what the overall agreement is and what's available in terms of an agreement.
Yeah. The EU has threatened retaliation, but each member state objects to one product or service being tariffed in case Donald Trump retaliates even further against them. For example, we're worried about whiskey exports. The French are worried about food exports. The Germans are worried about car exports. Isn't it going to be almost impossible to find some form of retaliation if retaliation is needed?
Look, the Commission has had a list of goods there. It has a list of goods that tariffs might be imposed on. Has a list of goods that exports may be restricted, and they have engaged with us on that. And clearly, they have to do this. There is a need for the EU to undertake internal preparations in case these negotiations are unsuccessful. That's what you expect them to do. But I think that they are working intensively, and have been in contact with us about what the particular sectors are, but they've also been working intensively to try to get a deal, because that benefits all of us. But they're going to have rebalancing measures there just in case. I mean, we have to take a tough approach on behalf of all of us, but with the ultimate aim of trying to get an agreement. And I think that that's in everybody's interests.
Hmm. Because you're not going to allow retaliation on American bourbon, are you? Because that'll almost certainly mean a huge tariff on Irish whiskies.
And that's happened before. And look, I mean, if we look back to history, we see the impact of not just prohibition, but the economic war in the 30s on Irish whiskey at that particular time. So that we know, and we saw how the industry sort of really was decimated after that period. And it's only come back now in the last number of decades, almost to where it was before. So we know that the impact of restrictive trade measures can be pretty devastating to particular sectors. So we're really, really conscious of that. But ultimately, we have to have an agreement. And ultimately, that means you talk, you negotiate, but you also make sure that you have in reserve what you need to have in reserve. And I think that any negotiator is going to have that.
I don't know whether you heard our interview with Barry O'Connell from Dublin Port just before you. They are experiencing record traffic, but the euro has appreciated by almost 12% against the US dollar. And that makes our goods, European and Irish goods, far more expensive around the world. Is that something that's worried you?
It is. And in fact, it has had a very, very big, very, very big impact compared to the imposition of these tariffs in the last while, in the baseline tariff that's been put in. That has had a big impact, and I think it's very, very important that we keep ourselves as competitive as possible. I suppose the currency is one of those things that is not something that you can actually forecast. I mean, some economists will pretend to forecast it, but it's not something that's forecastable. It's one of these variables that's there. The uncertainty in the US is, I suppose, leading to maybe the weakness in the dollar there, appreciation of the euro. That's something that we just have to keep ourselves competitive. We have to keep as many trade markets open. We have to diversify our markets as well. The government, for example, is working has the action plan on market diversification, and that's really, really important too. But we're just going to have to live with that, with the currency at the moment, and just keep being as competitive as possible. We had the competitiveness summit the other day, which is very, very important. I was talking to some French colleagues last week who were very, very impressed that we have this because it's so important. But also the EU agenda, we're trying to reduce red tape on businesses as well. And that's to allow business to thrive, but also, of course, by reducing costs. And again, whatever we can do on our side to reduce costs makes us more competitive on the global market.
Yeah. Are you worried that there could be massive ramifications for Irish trade from the US if we pass and implement the Occupied Territories Bill?
Well, look, you heard what the Taoiseach said about this. I mean, there certainly are concerns about that. I think we have done pretty much as any Western country has done in support of the people of Gaza, and we're continuing to do that. The Occupied Territories Bill is in the programme for government, and the Oireachtas Committee is looking at it. But I think, like with any sanctions or any particular measures that we've brought in, and we've done this with Russia as well, we've always had a principle that we don't harm ourselves. And I think that's a very, very important principle. I think we will continue to support the people of Gaza. The measure in relation to goods is very limited. But I think to extend that to other aspects, other types, other services, to services, or to extend it geographically, I think could potentially be very, very damaging. And this is a balancing act, and we have to be very, very careful about this. We are doing a huge amount for the people of Gaza, and we're going to continue to do that. We are very much seen as at one end of the European Union response. I think the Irish people see that, and we continue to be in that space. But Ireland is a trading nation, and we depend on trade with other countries. And I think that we have to, as I say, particularly say on the US side, we're doing that with the EU, because trade is an EU competence. We've had a small carve-out on the legal advice in relation to goods from occupied territories and those settlements. And I think it's important that we stick very, very carefully to that.
Okay. Minister, thank you very much for joining us. That's Thomas Byrne, Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.